Calder Roth and Noreen Bristow, who both work with Kaiser Permanente in San Diego, and they are co-leads of the San Diego Flu and Pneumonia Vaccine Program, responsible for developing and implementing programs to vaccinate the 500,000 Kaiser members in San Diego. And also, Sandra started some years ago the population-based medicine program on preventive care, including immunization, of course, and chronic disease management for Kaiser. And Noreen has also been involved in that program. So it sounds like they've worked together for many years. And I guess Sandra starts. And, all right. Please join me in welcoming Sandra.
Thank you very much, and thanks for coming to the session today. So we're here today to talk to you about our record-breaking one-day mass drive-through flu program. And again, I'm presenting with my colleague, Noreen Bristow. So the objective today is, after the completion, is that you have a better understanding on how you can put together the elements to have a successful drive-through clinic. So what did we do? We held the event at our Qualcomm football stadium where our Chargers play, yay Chargers, and our Aztec football team plays, and lots of other activities go on in the parking lot at the same time. We vaccinated 6,215 people, those being over the age of 9 years old. It occurred in an 8-hour period, which was part of the criteria for Guinness. We had to go by their criteria in order to do this. And then by doing so, we broke a Guinness World Record. Yeah. So there was lots of planning. The planning took place in an 8-week period. Our medical director came to us and said, we want you to do this. Based on what our experience with H1N1 the previous year, we had had some drive-through clinics on a much smaller scale, and he said, think big, let's do this. So you can see all the things that we needed to put into place real quick in order to make this work. So the first thing was to pick the date and the venue. Not knowing exactly when our vaccine was going to come in, we anticipated it coming in the end of September, we needed to secure a location based on exactly when we thought it would be there. In fact, our vaccine only arrived a week before, so we were very nervous that we were going to have to cancel the entire event. We picked the event. We had to balance it between when the vaccine would come and when other activities were happening at the stadium. We picked the stadium, which is in the center of San Diego County, and picked that date and then go with it, or we were going to have to do something in order to cancel. And then that gave us some lead time as far as what we needed to do as far as communication with the community and also with our Kaiser members, because we did want the community involved in this event, and we needed to do some outreach to them also. So with our internal stakeholders, we needed to see whether or not did we really think our members would do this. With our experience from the previous year on a much smaller scale, we did find that this was a way that they would actually receive their vaccine by staying in their car the entire time, especially for the elderly and the disabled. It was a great way to provide this. So we had team leaders for each of the areas, the clinical, the staff, and the logistics, and our public affairs department to help with the media, to do advertising beforehand, and then to manage the media because there was a lot of media there at the time of the event. We had our pharmacy involved with us to help us with keeping track of the vaccine. And probably the best thing that we did was to get our event planner involved in the very beginning, actually not as soon as we should have, but to help us with the external vendors that we needed and the external stakeholders. Then we got the community involved. We had to work with the public health department to make sure that we were, and they agreed with what we were doing, and actually that was part of Guinness's requirement, is that we did have their sign-off on the event. Also with the police for traffic management to make sure that, you know, we were not encroaching on the road too much. And then with our outside vendors, the traffic management, a professional company came in and actually designed the traffic management pattern for us. A party rental place for the tents and the tables and the chairs and everything that we would need. And then we needed hygiene stations because there wasn't running water in the parking lot. So we actually brought in trailers with restrooms and then hand washing stations that were located throughout the event. We then contracted with an outside vendor because we're not allowed to vaccinate non-members, and we contracted with an outside vendor to come in and vaccinate the community for us. And then, of course, everybody needs food, so we had a catering company come in and help provide the food for all of the staff that were working. And then we had to coordinate with Guinness to be there. They had to have adjudicator on site who would actually do the counting and to validate our processes and what we were doing. And then, of course, the working with the media. And you can see up in the corner some of the activities that were happening throughout, some pictures from the actual event. So the logistics, the traffic management company actually came the day before to start setting out the cones. We needed the cones set out in this area the day before because it was such a massive area. Then we had the party rental company starting at about 4:30. We all arrived about 4:30 that morning, all the leads from all the buckets of work that needed to be done. Our supply chain of equipment came in with our... with the trucks came in with all of our supplies, the needles, the syringes, everything that we would need for that day. Then the vaccine storage, we had a refrigerated truck who arrived, and we held the vaccine in a refrigerated truck with a pharmacist on board. We set up our injection stations throughout. Thank goodness the day before somebody thought about bicycles, which we used. We didn't have enough bicycles and we didn't have enough golf carts. The area was massive, and to get from one area to another, we needed some sort of transportation to keep people safe and not walking. We also set up an adverse tent. We set up two areas for adverse tents in case there was any kind of problems that arose, and we had an EMT on site. At the same time, we had a wellness fair going on, and the wellness fair actually was an area off to the side away from the traffic where we could also house the vaccine and have the area for setup for actually storing our equipment and supplies, and we could stage all the vaccine in that area and then take it out to the injection sites. Here's an aerial view of where we actually did the, and we took this part of the parking lot, these two areas of the parking lot, so you can see it was a massive area. People entered in through here, and I'll show you a little bit more about that. So this was the traffic pattern that we had developed by the traffic management company. The important thing was that we needed to have a flexible traffic management company because we had to change it several times throughout the event. This is what we then imposed on and how we thought the traffic flow would go. They came in through this area. In order to manage all the cars, they had to go all the way around the event, all the way around the stadium, I should say, to keep them off the road as much as possible so they didn't back up onto the major roads. Had them come in through a gate. This is the area where we had them questionnaires given and the VIS. There was people all along this area. Then they came to their injection stations up in this area, up in here, and then they left. If they wanted to go to the preventative screening area, they could do that by parking in this area. So this preventative screening area, we had a mobile health vehicle, we had a blood mobile, we had a radio station. This is where we kept our refrigerated truck. That's also where the electricity was that we needed to plug in the truck. And you can see then this is where it was kept, and then we had to transport it to the other area.
So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about all the training that went involved. We are a fairly large medical group, serving over 500,000 members. We have 22 separate individual medical office buildings, plus our hospital. So we pulled staff from all of those locations. Primarily we used
They were exempt.
They're exempt employees. So it was managers, non-nurse managers, and nurse managers. So what we did was we provided a WebEx so that we could get all those people from all those different locations to view the same training information at the same time. The training include what type of vaccine we were using. We were lucky enough to get a Fluria arrived the week before, so we used one vaccine, one lot number, one manufacturer, which saved us. Yeah, thank God. We also went over some of the nurse managers had not been practicing for a while. So we did some clinical competencies. We made sure that they knew how to handle the VIS, what types of information we needed as far as documentation. And then also we had a staging area, which Sandy showed you, where we compiled boxes for each individual nurse's station for injections, that everything they would need that we could transport back and forth. The other thing that we did with the refrigerators, we used Fridge Freeze, which is a vendor that's here today. They have portable battery-operated refrigerators that have temperature logs that you can print out, which was a CDC requirement for us. So as far as staffing, we used physicians as well. We also paid stadium personnel in addition to our own security people to help with traffic flow. Some of our volunteers, which were non-clinical, some of the non-clinical managers and volunteers, helped with the distribution of the questionnaires as people came through the queuing lines. We had high school student volunteers, some medical school students were volunteered, and they helped us with sorting the sorting the questionnaires, and then passing out water and snacks to the people that were working the event. All of the questionnaires were counted and validated by the adjudicator, and all Kaiser Permanente vaccines were then entered into our electronic medical record off-site. We had couriers running them back and forth. As I said, we had a single lot number. Afluria covers a wide range, but because of the planning that we did, we decided not to immunize children because it would be tough in the car. So we just did those over the age of 9. The vaccine was stored on-site, as Sandy mentioned, in a refrigerated truck, and we had an on-site pharmacist that controlled how much was being given out and with hourly logs. The fridge freeze folks were really helpful. They gave us the actual refrigerators to borrow, which was a huge marketing ploy for them because we ended up buying about 9 of them after the event. So the next thing was safety. Because you saw how huge the area was, both the venue and our planning committee really wanted to ensure the safety of all the participants and all of our staff. There were separate lanes for cars, and then we had pedestrian areas off to the side. Cars entered, as Sandy said, through the single gate and went through a queuing process, and personnel were located along the queue lines to answer questions and ensure that the forms were completed. If people had questions or they were not sure about one of the questions on the questionnaire, we asked the people in the car to put their blinkers on so that when they got to the next station, there was a clinical person that could answer the questions. After the questionnaire was completed, we stuck it under their windshield wiper so that it didn't obscure their view too badly, so that they could get up to the nurse or the physician to answer the questions. We also had the adverse tent area where Sandy said if someone had not had an immunization previously, they were directed to that site to wait for about 15 to 20 minutes to make sure that they had not had an adverse event with a reaction to the vaccine. Some of the lessons learned, as Sandy said, we had about 8 weeks to pull this off. We're now planning for this coming year, and we're starting now. So definitely give yourself a much more than 8 weeks' time. The lessons learned were enormous. We think you should think big and then overestimate on top of that. This was a great exercise in our ability to be able to mobilize a medical unit and to stage a large off-site event. 6 months to plan is really preferable. Identifying the key stakeholders early definitely would be helpful. As Sandy mentioned, we were bringing people in kind of like, oh, right, we should have had them sooner. So now we're much better prepared, so think early. Having a professional coordinator to help with traffic management is key, and make sure they stay on site because, as she mentioned, we needed to shift our traffic patterns to keep people off the road. Allow more staff. We had about 200 people. We probably could have used 400. We could have. We had people that were not getting breaks, that had not had time to get to the bathroom, so having more people to just relieve them is key. The other thing that we found is that we had mostly managers because we're part of a union environment, and our collective bargaining agreements would not allow staff to volunteer. So in order for a cost-cutting measure, we took managers, both nursing and non-nursing. What we found is that managers are used to making on-the-spot decisions without consulting people. So there was a lot of independent thinking going on during the event. Not such a good thing. So this year we're paying staff to do it. We also need to be ready to give the you need to be ready to give your injection about an hour before you have to, before your advertised start time. We were limited because of Guinness having to have a certain window of opportunity for them to count. But if you're not trying to break a world record, be ready to go an hour before. More walkie-talkies that were coded to the same bandwidth would have been good. And the cost per injection was actually much greater for this type of event versus our normal vaccine centers. However, what we found is that the community goodwill and just the people that were so excited that we were doing this had much greater effects than actually the cost of the vaccine. So here's it. It's a big, long website, but this is where we're recorded actually in the Guinness Book. So if you ever want to go there and see it, you can. Oops, wrong way. And the other thing is to just celebrate your success. And you can do this. It just takes a lot of time and a lot of planning. Thank you. So now do I can...